In 1925, George Gershwin was known for his popular songs, Broadway music, and his jazz-infused Rhapsody in Blue. As WRTI Susan Lewis reports, he then tackled another classical form with his piano concerto in F.
Starting with kettle drums and percussion, a rhythmic pulse pounds. Gershwin was making a statement with a concerto, and he orchestrated it himself, which was unusual, says conductor James Gaffigan.
Normally, he would hire someone to do the orchestral parts, but in fact, he had his own vision for this particular piece.
A vision expressed by Gershwin in a program note where he wrote about representing the, quote, young, enthusiastic spirit of American life.
It's extremely American in that it celebrates jazz music.
A celebration with piano and what Gaffigan calls a fascinating use of the orchestra.
The way he uses the percussion instruments, there are things like slapstick and xylophone and bass drum, snare drum, cymbals and timpani. And the way he combines the instruments, like a backup band consisting of two clarinets and a bass clarinet and a solo trumpet playing with a hat as a mute. It's like all of a sudden we're in a nightclub, and it's an incredible effect.
Concerto, a commission from conductor Walter Damrosch for the New York Symphony, was written in Chautauqua, New York in the summer of 1925 and premiered at Carnegie Hall that December.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.